Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Well, folks, my wife Pammy and I just had our 30th wedding anniversary yesterday. I've been wondering, how did we get to 30? And looking back, what have I learned that might make us still better for another 10, 20, or 30? I remember vividly when I first saw Pammy. From around the corner in another room, I could just see the running shoes of someone sitting on the floor with legs out front. Curious but a little shy, I peeked in slowly. Voila! Some sexy legs in those shoes and teeny shorts. And then Pammy with big 70s hair and a giant glowing smile. And I wanted to meet her. Looking back, I know making ourselves attractive and being curious about each other are a good relationship start and keep us growing. Soon, chatting on one of our first dates, Pammy sitting on a car fender, me looking in her eyes, seeing something sparkly, I felt, kiss her, and I did, and she kissed me back. Wow! Later, she confided she wanted me to kiss her so much right then. So I learned tuning in to the other person's sparkle and what they want and our own sparkle inside makes wow for you and me. And I see beautiful her gliding up the aisle in her wedding gown, beaming love at me. Wow. A few years later, me out of town for work, before cell phones, remember that? Her chasing me down somehow by messenger and landline to share her joy. Richie, we're going to have a baby. Beaming love and sharing joy. Wow. Wow. And we learned saying hurtful things when we're disappointed or angry, drove us apart. Listening to the ouch, ouch, we learned and keep learning how to talk through problems without attacking and to say, gee, I'm sorry when we've slipped. And just this morning when I told you, Pammy, that I felt crummy with my cold and asked for a hug, you gave me not one, but two scrumptious melt together tender ones. Generosity, tenderness, and hugs are wonderful, wonderful. So, Pammy, I'm so glad you've taken the chance over and over and over of loving me, even when I didn't make it easy. Thanks, sweetie pie. I love you bunches. And, dear listeners, if you're interested in the scientific basis of what I've said about Pammy and me, check out renowned research psychologist Dr. Barbara Fredrickson's book, Love 2.0. I'm Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.